Temperature KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 53. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 29. And Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures mid-50s. Currently, it's 50.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville with tremendous rebates available. Rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Department of Transportation has granted a 90-day waiver for agriculture from electronic logging device requirements. Michael Clements has more.
A waiver by the Department of Transportation allows agriculture the exemption to electronic logging device requirements in commercial trucks that take effect next month. The 90-day waiver was granted in response to a petition by the American Farm Bureau Federation and other ag groups. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley says the waiver allows the agency to reevaluate the mandate's impact on agriculture.
Beginning December 18th, most other commercial vehicle drivers will have to comply. But if you have ag commodities or livestock, you're going to have an additional 90 days while the agency reviews the petition that Farm Bureau and others in the livestock industry put before the agency to grant an exemption for a longer term.
Farm Bureau is seeking an exemption to the rule for up to 5 years. Walmsley says the ELD mandate raises many concerns for livestock and ag commodity haulers.
I think there's a realization that there needs to be more flexibility in the devices. There's also an understanding that you can't just leave live animals on a trailer overnight if a driver runs out of hours of service. All those factors are contributing for the need for the agency to continue to work with Farm Bureau and others to address those concerns before any type of mandate were to take effect.
Farmers and ranchers still have time to voice their concerns about the ELD mandate.
That actual petition for the exemption is still open for comment until this Thursday when it closes. So you can go to fb.org to fill out a form expressing your concerns and have that submitted to the Department of Transportation.
Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News and Stephanie Austin. Governor Brownback is in Washington today to meet with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. It comes as Brownback's confirmation to be the next ambassador at large for international religious freedom has stalled with no final vote scheduled. Brownback was nominated in July. A Senate committee narrowly approved the nomination in October amid Democratic concerns about his record on LGBT issues. A judge has found sufficient evidence for a woman to be tried in the death of her fiancé's 2-year-old daughter. 25-year-old Lindsay Thomason entered a not guilty plea yesterday on a charge of first-degree murder. Prosecutors allege that Presley Porting died of child abuse in February in Gardner. She was found unresponsive at her father's home. A trial date could be set at Thomason's next court appearance in January. She is currently jailed on $2 million bond. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Shh. Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
Like she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
Aaron's Jolly Days are here. This Friday through Sunday at Aaron's, just $12 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Yes, just $12 with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Make your holiday a jolly one. Get started with just $12 at participating Aaron's stores this Friday and Saturday. Or at Aarons.com this Friday through Sunday. Just $12 gets you started during Aarons Jolly Days.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply, so see store for details.
A federal appeals court has refused to hear the appeal of a Kansas man who tried to set off what he thought was a bomb at an army post to support the Islamic State. A 3-judge panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed the appeal filed by John T. Booker Jr. challenging some of the conditions of his supervised release. It ruled the Topeka man had waived his appeal rights in his plea deal. Donald Trump Jr. says his father's successful run for president has given conservatives the ability to feel free and speak up on issues. Trump appeared last night at a fundraiser for Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach's campaign for governor at a suburban Kansas City hotel. Kansas officials say retirees won't be affected by eliminated or delayed payments to the pension fund for teachers and other government workers. Officials with the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System sought to reassure members of a legislative oversight committee. Lawmakers eliminated a nearly $100 million payment to the pension fund last year to help balance the state budget. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska prison officials are refusing to identify the supplier who recently sold them lethal injection drugs, despite having released such information in the past. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services recently denied a November 10th public records request by the Associated Press. The Omaha World Herald reported yesterday that its records request was also denied. The department argues that such records are confidential. A former Nebraska State Patrol investigator has pled not guilty to drug charges. Court records say that 44-year-old Christopher Kober entered pleas yesterday in the U.S. District Court in Omaha to acquiring drugs by fraud or diversion and possession with intent to sell. A federal indictment lists the drugs as painkillers and opioids stolen from January 2016 through March of this year during drug take-back operations, overdose investigations, and other means. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and whether at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. James Patton has been reappointed to a two-year term as Chief Judge of the 22nd Judicial District and will serve through 2019 with jurisdiction of cases in Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. A native of Hiawatha, Patton is among 31 Judicial District judges in Kansas. State Senator Elan Bowers of Concordia has advised that Kansas legislative internships are available for the 2018 session. College students and recent graduates interested in learning more about state government are encouraged to apply. Internships begin in early January and continue through April. Applications are due by December 20th, and information is available online at kslegislature.org or by contacting Senator Elaine Bowers. Marshall County Extension Council recently elected Georgina Lindquist of Blue Rapids as chairman, with Wayne Holly vice chair, Karen Ringstorff secretary, and Sue Rowland treasurer. Elected at-large to the council were Steve Vering, Rachel Stoll, Amanda Svoboda, Wendy Jall, and Sean Snyder. Mason Tax and Accounting received the Extension Appreciation Award in Business, and Doug Pleggy the Extension Appreciation Award. Brenda Stangenborg has announced her resignation as Executive Director of the Marysville Chamber of Commerce effective December 4th. She's taken another position locally. Applications are being accepted for the open position at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. USDA Kansas Farm Service Agency reminds farmers and ranchers that FSA County Committee elections began November 6th with the mailing of ballots. Eligible voters must return ballots to the local FSA offices by December 4th to ensure their vote is counted. Producers who have not received their ballot should pick one up at the local FSA office. Again, ballots returned by mail must be postmarked no later than December 4th. Newly elected committee members will take office January 1st. Catherine Utecht, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Catherine Utecht.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Santa Claus has come to town. The Pony Express Partnership for Children is hosting their annual Breakfast with Santa on Saturday. Join the big guy for a free will offering breakfast of pancakes, eggs, and sausage from 8:30 until 10:30. Wear your pajamas, have your picture taken with Santa, and see if you are on the naughty or nice list. Take a stroll through the Festival of Trees Wonderland. So get your best pajamas on and join us at the Lincoln Center on Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30 for the Naughty or Nice Breakfast with Santa.
Hi, this is Deb Logus, and I'm inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas cantata this Sunday afternoon, December 3rd at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. This year, we present the message of peace and joy with a variety of traditional and original carols in a festive style. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also perform. Join us for an afternoon of glorious music and revel in the true meaning of Christmas. Admission is free and refreshments will follow. This Sunday, 2 p.m. at United Methodist Church, 15th and North in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Not a whole lot going on over the next several days. We're still going to see pretty mild temperatures. Thanks to a westerly to easterly flow of winds, we're going to see temperatures remain in the lower to mid 50s. And it looks like we're going to see sunny skies and dry weather all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the weekend as a high pressure system builds across the area. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, temperatures right around the lower 50s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 53. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 29. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures right around 55. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 30. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 57 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late November 48, record high on the state 73 in 2006. The average low 27, the record low was 1 degree in 1887. Sunset this evening 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:22.
Is your firewood dry enough to burn? We will share the signs of a well-seasoned woodpile today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 29th, the 333rd day of the year. Author C.S. Lewis was born on this day, and the first Army-Navy football game was played in 1890. How can you tell if firewood is well-seasoned? Here's a few signs to look for. Properly seasoned wood will show cracking or splitting on the ends. If there is a bark on the wood, it should easily peel away. Color can be an indication of dryness. Gray wood is drier than brown. Weight can be used to compare wood of the same species. Heavier logs have more moisture content. And experienced firewood mavens can even judge dryness by sound. Striking two pieces of dry wood together makes a hollow sound, while damp logs make a dull thud. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Come to Reflections Hallmark to deck your halls. Find everything you need here. Garlands and wreaths? Got it. Buy one, get one half off the holiday boxed cards and gift wrap? Got it. Hallmark ornaments with all your favorite Disney characters, movies, and family moments? Got it. Holiday decorations galore? Got it. Get into the spirit of the season and get to Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Devontae Graham scored a career-high 35 points. Malik Newman added 17, and second-ranked Kansas ran roughshod over Toledo 96-58 to extend the Jayhawks' best start in 7 years. Svi Mikhailik added 15 points, and Udoka Azubuki had 12 for the Jayhawks. Trayshawn Fletcher and Nate Navigado scored 12 points apiece for the Rockets. Sama J. Haynes-Jones scored a season-high 31 points to lead number 8 Wichita State past Savannah State 112-66 last night. Five other Shockers, now 5-1, scored in double figures against the fast-paced Tigers, who are 2-6. Leading scorer Landry Shamet did not play in the second half after re-injuring his right ankle. Wichita State out-rebounded Savannah State by a margin of 67-31. Kansas, Mid-America, Network Sports.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
Due to an injury suffered by 2016 Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez last week at training camp, this Saturday night's KO Night Boxing Golden Glory card presented by KO Night Boxing LLC has been postponed until February 10th at the same venue, Hartman Arena in Park City. The 21-year-old Hernandez was scheduled to headline the event in his hometown against Hungarian flyweight champion Josef Little Red Acal in the 8-round main event. The Cleveland Cavaliers were able to continue their winning streak despite the first ejection ever in his pro career of LeBron James. Kevin Love poured in 32 of his 38 points in the first half as the Cavs won their 9th in a row, downing the Miami Heat 108-97. And a football note to pass along, Eli Manning has been benched after starting every game since the middle of his rookie season 13 years ago. The Giants are going to go with Geno Smith. Mid-America, Network Sports.
Fall sports season's completed. We continue wrapping up the all-league selections. All-TVL football, first-team offense, led by quarterback Trenton Flette of Centralia. Fullback Jordan Youngerberg of Valley Heights. Running backs Cole Coggins of Valley Heights, Isaac Gore of Centralia, and Riley Moore of Washington County. Receivers Harrison Blasky of Valley Heights, Dagan Steinlogge of Centralia, Zeb Spear of Donovan West. Center Dalton Joseph of Valley Heights, guards Brennan Carver of Centralia, Alan Tryon of Valley Heights, tackles Derek Van Dorn of Centralia, Brady Trimble of Valley Heights, all-league kicker Kenton Talley of Centralia, punter Skyler Zinger of Washington County, and returner Trenton Flente of Centralia. First team defense includes ends Derek Van Dorn of Centralia and Dalton Joseph of Valley Heights, tackles Brennan Carver of Centralia, Alan Tryon of Valley Heights, Tyler Wagner of Valley Heights, and Colby King from Troy. Inside linebacker Brady Trimble of Valley Heights, Josh Hazenkamp of Centralia, Riley Moore of Washington County. Outside linebackers Ethan Becker of Centralia, Harrison Blasky of Valley Heights, and defensive backs Trenton Flente of Centralia, Evan Slater of Centralia, and Luke Blevins of Donovan West. Named a second-team offense, Josh Hazenkamp, Justin Farron, Campbell Haverkamp, and Nathan Rempe of Centralia, Newt Smith, Luke Blevins, and Levi Watts of Donovan West, and Reed Jasper of Troy. Second team defense, Nathan Rempe, Nathan Hoffler, Campbell Haverkamp of Centralia, Newt Smith, Levi Watts of Donovan West, Tyson Williams, Marcus Martinez of Troy, and Garrett Otot from Washington County. All-league selections, North Central Kansas League football. Offense from Marysville, Bryson Meinhardt, Gabe Pieschel, Jacob Backes, Jack Bloomer, and Trey Hornbeek. Receiving honorable mention from Marysville, Seth Meridian and Nick Sparks. Defensively named first team from Marysville, Seth Meridian, Bryson Meinhardt, Gabe Pieschel, and Derek Raver. Honorable mention include Gabe Kapp and Storm Slupionic, plus Brennan Wetter from Marysville. All league selections are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com under the sports tab.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas State men's basketball Wednesday, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. tip-off live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
We've all heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but did you know an apple before grocery shopping means you'll buy more fruits and vegetables? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Researchers at Cornell University found that people who ate a healthy snack before grocery shopping purchased 25 to 28% more produce than those who ate a cookie or nothing at all before heading to the store. Take advantage of apple season to incorporate this healthy habit into your lifestyle. Have an apple or other healthy snack before your next trip to the grocery store. Your healthier mindset will have you filling your cart with more fruits and vegetables. Then tantalize your taste buds by trying some new-to-you apple varieties. Growers and retailers often provide samples, recipes, and recommendations for the best snacking, baking, and processing varieties. Or buy a collection of apples and conduct your own taste test. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
You probably either loved it or hated it. The song, Achy Breaky Heart. It was a song that Don Von Tress thought was pretty good, but he could have never imagined how far it would go. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Don Von Tress has been writing music for his entire life. None of his songs have been big winners, but in 1989, he wrote a song he called Don't Tell My Heart. In 1992, Billy Ray Cyrus recorded it under the title Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand.
People at the publishing company and the record label really didn't have a clue either. And I'd gone in to the music mill in Nashville, and they were saying, yeah, I think your song might have a little stuff on it here. And they said it sold 80,000 copies. And I thought, well, you know, that's it. That's all I ever wanted.
Heck, Don was just happy the song was getting played on the radio.
but people just kept buying it.
Soon after that, they stopped selling the single at $2 million because they were afraid it was going to cannibalize sales on Billy's album, Some Gave All. And then I think it ended up selling, just for him alone, around 13 million records.
The success of the song was something that still amazes Don, and he's quick to deflect any accolades to those he feels really deserve them.
I know a lot of great, great songwriters who write much better and are more prolific than me, but I got my whole career in one tune, basically.
He wrote more songs for Billy Ray and toured with him for several years. They even did a special 25th anniversary version of the song recently.
It's been recorded in probably every language known to man.
Don still enjoys writing and playing music, and he still enjoys telling the story of the big hit, Traveling the Countryside, in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.
And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Wouldn't it be great if you could look at beautiful poinsettia plants all year long? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant wild poinsettias in your garden, and it'll be like Christmas in July as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I love looking at all the poinsettia colors during the holidays. They certainly make a statement, and it's too bad that it takes a lot of effort to keep them growing and blooming. Christmas poinsettias are native to southern Mexico and have a tough time in northern climates. Julie Marcus is a senior horticulturist with the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas. She says wild poinsettias are native to the United States and grow over much of the country as a summer annual. It's not as showy as the Christmas poinsettia, but has green leaves or bracts with red coloring near the base of their leaves. The tiny flowers are small and clustered in the centers of the bracts.
It grows in the warmer climates here. It grows in full sun, but it also will tolerate light shade. It gets about 1 to 3 feet tall. You sow it from seed, and you would sow it once the soil has warmed up. So after all danger of frost, once it comes up and gets established, it reseeds readily.
Marcus says wild poinsettias don't do well in containers or like being inside. They thrive in open woods, floodplains, and disturbed areas. They also prefer to hang out in your garden as a mass bedding plant.
What we do here is we use it kind of what we call as a filler plant. So we sow it between our spring, summer perennials. I kind of move it around a little bit when it first comes up because it'll come up pretty thick.
Wild poinsettias provide habitat and nourishment for hummingbirds and a wide range of pollinators. Since the plant is self-seeding, you can collect them from the seed pods and save them for next year. Learn more about wild poinsettias and where you can buy the seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
And public speaker from Indiana encourages farmers and ranchers to set the food record straight for consumers. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Not so long ago, farmers didn't have to do a sales pitch to convince consumers that their food was safe and nutritious. People just knew it was, and there was no evidence to the contrary. Now, because of all the misinformation out there about food and agriculture, folks are hearing only one side of the story. Michelle Payne, author of Food Truths from Farm to Table.
We have to take responsibility in agriculture to be better at sharing our everyday lives and really showcasing why we do what we do. Talking to people about this is your food in progress.
Payne says not to worry about your credibility.
People still trust farmers. They don't trust farming. One is the person, the other is the practice. And it is our job in agriculture, whether you are a farmer, a farm broadcaster, or an agribusiness person, it is our job to represent our business with integrity and to start a conversation.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A nearly 80-foot-tall Christmas tree arrived Monday at the U.S. Capitol in D.C. USDA's Forest Service provides a tree each year from a different state for the Capitol. This year's tree, an Engelmann spruce, 79 feet tall, and comes from northwest Montana. The 15,000-pound, 76-year-old tree made the two-week, 3,400-mile journey to reach the Capitol. With the tree, around 70 companion trees, ranging anywhere from 6 to 20 feet tall, all from Montana, will now go to select Senate and congressional offices. The annual tree lighting ceremony at the Capitol, scheduled for December 6th. Roughly 700 former Beef Products Incorporated employees have applied for financial aid from a fund created by a lawsuit settlement with ABC News. BPI representatives currently reviewing the applications to determine how it will distribute the funds, taking into account how employees were financially impacted and their length of service. The $10 million fund was established to benefit BPI employees negatively affected by plant closures in 2012. The fund was announced after BPI reached a settlement with ABC News in its defamation lawsuit. BPI closed three of its production facilities in 2012 and laid off about 750 employees after business fell off following a series of media reports that referred to the company's lean, finely textured beef as pink slime. More agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
The Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, Kansas City wheat, still doing well. December corn up 1 3/4 at 338. March up 2.5 at 352 1/4. December Kansas City wheat up 2 at 411 1/4. March KC wheat up 1 3/4 at 429 1/2. We're seeing some nice positives in Chicago and Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis is struggling a bit today. January soybeans, after kind of a rocky start, rallied a bit, up 0.75 cents now at 9.93 1/4. March beans up 0.75 cents at 10.05 1/2. So yeah, kind of have some issues with soybeans today. The products remain mixed. December soybean meal up $2 at 3.25.50. January bean meal is up $2 at 3.27.80. Bean oil is down all the way across. December down 3 points at 33.97. January down 3 points at 34.10. It seems to erode as we go a little farther down. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. Livestock numbers are doing a little better right now. December live cattle up 80 at 120.45. February up 70 at 126.37. We've seen some volatility there. Some of the later months are in the red. January feeders up 110 at 155.60. March feeders up 72 at 153.55. Again, we're seeing mixed numbers the rest of the way down. And hogs are wildly mixed today. December hogs down 52 at 65.27. February down a dime at 71.42. Some of the later months are up, but some of the other later months are also down. So kind of a volatile day today for hogs. Cotton is up. December cotton up 85 points, 74.90. March up 104 at 73.18. Crude oil is down. January down 85 cents at 57.14. February is down 84 at 57.21, so not the best day for crude oil. All the energies seem to be a little weak today. December gold down $12.50 at 1282.40. So mixed numbers in the futures markets here on Wednesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility liner trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas. Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen. PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Quite a surprise from Deere and Company in its earnings report last week, and I'll talk about that after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
John Deere and Company, in its quarterly earnings report last week, got the attention of investors on Wall Street. We've been talking a great deal about the tough farm economy, low prices for corn and soybeans affecting farmers' income and delaying some of their purchases of farm equipment. But it turned out in that quarterly report from Deere and Company last week, things may not be as bad as they seem, because the strong earnings report sent the Deere and Company stock up over 5% on the day it was issued, and Deere forecast net sales for fiscal 2018 to jump 19%, translating to sales of $35.39 billion and earnings to rise to about $2.6 billion. That came in well above expectations of Wall Street analysts. And Deere & Company showed the increase in stock price because of that. Deere said that equipment net sales in the United States and Canada went up 23% in the fourth quarter ended October 29, while sales in other markets went up 30%. Deere Chief Executive Samuel Allen said, "We saw higher overall demand for our products with farm machinery sales in South America, making especially strong gains, and construction equipment sales rising sharply." Net income attributable to the company rose 79%. To $510.3 million, or up $1.57 a share. And again, with the low prices on corn and soybeans, the market just wasn't looking for that kind of an increase in sales. But this is the fifth straight quarter in which the company beat the consensus of analysts. Back with a final word after this message.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. Developed to deliver the effective weed control you need, these products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning. Because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours
and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend Soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
Deeren Company said construction and forestry division sales reported a 37% jump in sales, and they expect a 69% jump in 2018. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Al Kleiss comes to your home in Successful Farming Magazine with advice on commodity trading. Stay tuned for his number one tip for farmers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
When he's not out golfing, gardening, or fishing on a Minnesota lake, Al Kleiss is reading and charting USDA research reports voraciously. He owns Kleiss Commodities and Kleiss Publishing. Al shares his 40 years of commodity trading experience in our magazine and with subscribers of Successful Marketing Newsletter. Al's business started in his basement, and today he works out of an office building with a few employees. He says the biggest surprise in his work over the years has come from the way we disseminate information.
I used to feel like the people at the Chicago Board of Trade really had an inside edge, that they would know some things sometimes a few days, certainly a lot of times a few hours before it came out into farm country to the retail traders. Now, with the Internet, it's really leveled the playing field. Also, I think the evolution of going from trading in the pit to trading electronically has had a benefit to the farmers, with a lot more transparent markets and a lot easier to place orders, get bills. It's just a much more efficient system.
I asked Al if he had one tip for farmers, what would that be? He says, educate yourself. Learn everything you can about marketing.
You can get good advice from my firm. I've got a lot of good competitors out there where you can get information from. But really, the long-term key to success in marketing is becoming more knowledgeable about marketing. If that doesn't really appeal to you, then find somebody in your farm business, whether it be your son, daughter, daughter-in-law. Get the young people involved, but make an effort, spend some money every year to educate the decision-makers on your farm.
I'm Jody Hanke. Learn more about Al Kleiss and follow his expertise in commodity trading at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. United.
Here that have been overlaid, it decreases productivity, it decreases incentive, and obviously tax reform is one of those biggest regulations that we have to live with. So applaud the president in his environment of deregulation and many of the things, not just tax cuts, but many of these things. We're going to liberate America to be everything that we can be. I think you see that in the market. You see that in the enthusiasm and the optimism going forward.
Speaking to talk show host Joe Pags on our sister station KQAM, Purdue says the school lunch program is a good example of where the previous administration went too far.
We want to give our school lunch professionals, those nutritionists in the lunchrooms, more flexibility to prepare not only a nutritious, healthy, safe food, but a tasty food for the kids who will eat. I think the intent and the motive of those rules and regulations were good, but it's like a lot of things coming out of Washington. It ties people's hands where they can't do what they'd like to do in order to make things better. And those are unintended consequences of a lot of rules out of Washington.
Purdue says one of the questions he is most commonly asked is, can I start a farm?
Oh, yes, it absolutely is. And if you go to our website, USDA.gov, we talk about beginning farmers and on a smaller scale and how you can get into it. We're actually recruiting a lot of veterans into agriculture because they bring a lot of discipline skills there that agriculture needs.
United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue talking about beginning farmers, tax reform, and the school lunch program. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. You were wrong, Mr. President. That from British Prime Minister Theresa May. After learning President Trump retweeted anti-Muslim videos from a far-right UK group, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defending her boss's actions.
She says the president is focusing on national security and border security.
Whether it's a real video, the threat is real, and that is what the president is talking about. That's what the president is focused on, is dealing with those real threats. And those are real no matter how you look at it.
President Trump didn't add any comments, just retweeted three videos that have been called inflammatory and Islamophobic. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
After two decades on the Today Show, Matt Lauer has been fired by NBC News.
In a statement, NBC News chairman Andrew Lack said he decided to terminate Lauer after a colleague came forward this week with a detailed complaint alleging, quote, inappropriate sexual behavior in...